reset your clocks. My sound's on. Can you hear me back there, Jim? No? I don't think my sound is on. It says it's on.
But I'm not. There we go. Excellent. Yes, it looks like most people set their clocks. There were a few people in choir that came in a little late. I'm not going to name them. Oscar and Carol. Sorry about that. Oh, man, the pastor needs to shut his mouth. Man. Today is the second Sunday in Lent. It's great to be gathered here and hear what God has for us. Do we have any people that are perfect in the congregation? Joan? Okay. All right. Usually when we look at the Gospels, we see a lot of imperfect people. People like the woman at the well, John chapter 4, Zacchaeus, the tax collector, he's imperfect. Well, today, Jesus meets someone that was perfect in society, in the community. His name is Nicodemus. And so if you're perfect, this is a perfect message for you today. Jesus has some words for Nicodemus, but it's a reminder to all of us to be born again and to start anew with Jesus each day that we wake up and see God's love for us. Some announcements to share before we begin. We have Camp Lutherwood with us this morning. We're blessed to have Brandy with us and also Caitlin from Camp Lutherwood. And so they are here to share with us the joy that comes from Camp Lutherwood. They'll be leading in the children's message. And then also towards the end of our service, Camp Lutherwood is going to share kind of some updates about their ministry and some ways in which we can partner with them in the future. So wonderful to have them. They'll be around at the close of service in the narthex to answer questions and just be around in general. Also, just one other announcement about the season of Lent. We are continuing our series on the miracles of Lent. And this week we're going to be talking about the earthquake on the day in which Jesus died on Good Friday. So soup supper is at 6 with our worship to follow at 7. It's a brief worship. We're usually done right around 7:35 or so. So it's just a good way to close out the day. One other announcement about our worship too today is right before the prayers of the church, we are going to have a prayer of dedication for our new Lenten banner. I don't know if anyone saw it, but that was hung about a little over a week ago. And so I'll share with who that is dedicated for, and we'll also uplift it and dedicate it to, of course, our Lord Jesus and his sacrifice for us. But it's wonderful to have that new addition for our worship setting. Are there other announcements to share with the congregation? Kay's got one, a very important one, actually. So I'll hand it off to her.
I am making a plug for Camp Lutherwood. Ladies Guild, once again this year, is offering $200 scholarships to any kids that want to go. You can go on to the website and look and see when the camps are. There's also brochures out here that you can check out. And so, if you want to go to camp and you want a scholarship, come see me and we'll get you signed up and get you to go into camp. So I think it's a great opportunity, and my kids both went for about 9 years each, and my grandkids are now going, so I think it's a wonderful place.
All right, cool. It's wonderful. And we're going to begin our worship here this morning by inviting the choir forward for our choir anthem, I Will Sing Praise.